Ito ay isang laban sa pagitan ng panukala at batas. Ito ang plano ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ayon sa kanyang sinabi ay magdadala ng pinakamalakas na posibleng mensahe sa mga people smugglers laban sa Artikulo 31 ng United Nations Refugee Convention. Ang ideya ay pagbawalan ang mga nakakatandang asylum seekers na naiproseso na sa mga sentro ng detensyon sa Nauru at Manus Island na hindi makarating kailanman sa Australia kahit na bilang turista. Sinabi ng gobyerno na nagtatrabaho sila kaugnay ng parehong pahayag ni dating punong ministro Kevin Rudd na nagpahayag noong 2013 na walang sinumang asylum seeker ang maaaring tumira sa Australia. Isang araw pagkatapos ipahayag ang plano, ipinagtanggol ito ng parehong Malcolm Turnbull at ministro sa Emigrasyon Peter Dutton sa pagsasabing sumusunod lamang sila sa mga payong tinanggap nila. Subalit sinabi ni Greg Barnes na mula sa Australian Lawyers Alliance na hindi siya nagtitiwalang ito ay legal sa Australia at buong mundo. Nagbabala siya na kung papasa, ang mga epekto nito ay magiging malubha.
It's unprecedented anywhere in the world. It adds a further layer of cruelty to the Australian immigration regime and it's completely counter to Australia's obligations under the Refugee Convention. We're also concerned as to whether or not the law is constitutional. The High Court's taken a relatively dim view of some attempts by governments over the years to effectively undermine the responsibilities under the convention. But it's incumbent, I think, on the ALP and on the minor parties to make sure that this bill doesn't see the light of day because it's a very, very dangerous piece of legislation. It's an extreme measure and it's not the sort of measure that you would want to see in a country such as Australia, which prides itself on tolerance and openness.
Ang abogadong Madeline Gleason na isang research associate sa Andrew and Renata Caldor Center for International Refugee Law sa University of New South Wales. Sinabi niya na tinatanong niya kung bakit kailangan pa ng karagdagang kapangyarihan. Idinagdag niya na ang diumanong problema sa mga taong pumapasok sa ibang bansa at pagkatapos ay sumusubok na makapasok sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng tourist visa upang makapanatili ng pamalagian sa bansa ay labis na sobrang senaryo.
I think we'd all like to know if this is really that big a problem because my understanding is that the right to choose who comes into this country and on what visas already rests with the government. That's a power they already have. So it's not exactly clear what additional this law would be adding, other than a lot of time and effort and, you know, enhancing Australia's negative image overseas.
Sinabi naman ni Peter Dutton na ang isang bentahe ng panukalang batas ay ang pagtulong na makaiwas ang bansa sa pagkakatali sa walang katapusang giyera sa mga taong sumusubok na pamalagi ang tumira sa Australia. Idinagdag niya na karamihan sa mga ito ay hindi nakakaunawa na ang pagbabantay sa mga hangganan ng bansa ay isang trabahong walang katapusan.
And we are not going to take a backward step until we can get those people off Manus and Nauru to third country arrangements or back to their country of origin or settling in PNG or settling in Nauru or Cambodia or wherever the case might be. But I'm not going to do it in such a way that allows the people smugglers to get back into business. Because if you look at what's happening on the Mediterranean now, and thousands of people are losing their lives on the Mediterranean. If you look at what's happening in France, across continental Europe, have a look at what's coming out of Libya, and we have a significant problem ongoing. Because we don't have boats arriving each day, doesn't mean that our efforts at sea and in the air and through the intelligence agencies and certain ports and the rest of it, that somehow that's no longer required. It is, and the threat of boats recommencing, and if you get half a dozen through, you'll get 60 and you'll get 600.
Isa sa mga kakaunting boses na sumusuporta sa balak ay ang senador mula sa One Nation, Pauline Hanson. Sinabi niya sa 7 Network na sa kasalukuyan, hindi kayang suportahan ng bansa ang bigla ang pagdating ng mga refugee.
In principle, I do back the policy. I think we need to make a very tough stance and put out clear message. Refugees are not welcome here. Now we know the majority come here for economic reasons, that they actually come here, end up on our welfare system. Australians are fed up with it, and a matter of fact, so am I. Look after our own first. When we become a very wealthy country, hopefully, again, then we can look after other people.
Hindi naman kumbinsido ang abogadong Greg Barnes.
It's bizarre and absurd, and it's also discriminatory. You can arrive by plane, and have your application dealt with. If you come here on another mode of transportation, i.e. boat, then you get punished. That's a very minor problem and it can be dealt with under existing law.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.